In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Hey, Ye. Good morning.
It was a delay.
Can we start
you
over?
Try this again?
Remix, please. Good. Start the work.
Good job,
right?
It was a delay. I didn't hear you start, so I started.
My goodness. Let's try this again.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey there, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Fresh. Yes, it's Monday.
Oh, you know what? It is a delay.
That's what I'm saying. MV didn't start, so I started. You're delayed.
It's a slight second delay, like just a second, and you know radio is a game of inches.
Right.
Say something.
Hello.
See?
Okay, maybe it's not a delay then.
Well, I'm still out in Vegas. I had to do
Delay right there.
The pool party yesterday, so I had to leave a little later. So I'm still in Vegas. I leave after the show today. Vegas, I had a good time, man. The iHeartRadio Music Festival was amazing. Had a great time. How did you guys enjoy it?
I always enjoy the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I always say that's the start of the holiday season. I have the same complaints every year that it's not enough hip-hop represented, especially with hip-hop being the number one genre of music in the world.
You know what it was, I think, for this year in particular? The second night of the iHeartRadio Music Festival, they put the hip-hop acts one right after the other at the very end.
And that was good. You know what I'm saying?
But then I had to wait all that time. Like, they,
Hip-hop is the number one genre of music in the world. I don't think the iHeartRadio Festival properly represented that. But that's me. You know, Charlamagne Tha God.
And part of it is that they try to do all these different genres of music so that you can get exposed to different things. So there's country music, there's rock music, there's pop music, there's hip-hop. But hip-hop is
the number one genre of music in the world. We introduced Big Sean at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, but we weren't alone. We were with a young man named Thomas Rhett.
Who is Thomas Rhett?
He's a country singer.
Yeah, he performed also. I actually watched his set, too.
Yeah, he's a country singer. I think he currently has the number one album in the country, but okay. It was one of those things that hit me after the fact when I was a little bit more sober. I'm like, why the hell was he up here with us introducing Big Sean?
I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's already three of us. We don't need an extra person. All right?
But these are just I didn't get it.
These are just complaints I have for corporate later on.
But they're getting more artists, though. They're getting more artists. We had the Migos this year, French Montana, Khalid.
That was at the daytime.
Big Sean. And then the weekend, so I guess they gave us five and said, y'all better be happy with
that. Don't put them, that was not the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Those three of those artists you named was on the daytime festival. French, Migos, and
Khalid.
Yes.
Now, I had some technical difficulties while we were waiting to introduce Big Sean. You guys went on this the risers where we were going to film the introduction, but we were supposed to walk and talk and bring Big Sean to the stage and then do that. So I'm standing by one side of the stage, all the way backstage on the other side. I had to run in my heels, up steps, across the stage, down the steps, and back up to the risers because they couldn't find you guys.
You don't listen. You don't listen.
I was with them, and they told me to wait right here.
Me and Envy was already in position.
They did.
Yeah, we was already positioned.
You know what you should have did? You should have took a knee. All right, you should have took a knee right then and there.
I followed instructions.
You should have took a knee. You should have took a knee and refused to do whatever it is they asked
you
to
do. So I'm standing there, and they're like, where's Envy and Charlamagne?
You should have took a knee, ye.
Now, speaking of taking a knee, I took a knee all weekend. I didn't watch any football this weekend, so I don't have any football scores.
Oh, shut up. Your Giants lost yesterday. That's why you out here trying to act like you fake protesting. Knock it off. Your Giants lost yesterday. They're now 0-3 on the
year. I didn't watch any football.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I don't have any football scores.
Yeah, when your team's 0-3, I'd be boycotting the season, too. Throw it away.
Well, we will be giving you the updates and front page news on what's going on in the NFL right now.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I don't really see it any reason to do the scores because aren't we all taking knees?
Oh, man, shut up, man. You would not be saying that if your Giants weren't 0-3, by the way. Okay? But go ahead. Use the take a knee thing for your own personal game. Why don't you?
All right. Well, the NFL played over the weekend. I didn't watch it, but here are some of the scores. Jaguars beat the Ravens 44-7. Bills beat the Broncos 26-16.
First of all, who did the Jaguars think they are?
I don't know.
They need to remember they're the Jaguars. Who the hell are they winning games this year?
Now, the Browns lost to the Colts 31-28. The Texans lost to the Patriots 36-33. The Eagles, yes, they beat the Giants 27-24. Redskins beat the Raiders 27-10. Packers, I don't know how the Packers came back. They were losing. They won 27-24. And tonight, in Monday Night Football, the Cowboys take on the Cardinals. Are you watching that, Charlamagne?
I'll let you know tomorrow if I'm boycotting or not. I'll let you know as soon as the game is over tomorrow. Tonight, rather, if I boycott it or not. Okay?
Now, let's talk about all the teams taking a knee, ye.
All right, well, first let's start off with Donald Trump's remarks that kind of led all of this into happening just recently. Now everybody is with each other against Donald Trump. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about the NFL.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Ooh, the white devil is so busy, ain't he? Jesus Christ, the white devil busy.
Now, there were, of course, a lot of responses after that. Now, Robert Kraft from the New England Patriots, the head of the New England Patriots, said that he, even though he's actually friends with Donald Trump and typically supportive of him, said he couldn't stand by while the president labeled any player who kneels during the national anthem a son of a bitch. He said, I am deeply disappointed by the tone of the comments made by the president. Our players are intelligent, thoughtful, and care deeply about our community, and I support their right to peacefully affect social change and raise awareness in a manner that they feel is most impactful. Now, Donald Trump was asked for a comment later, and he basically didn't really answer. He just said he's a good friend of mind, and he's welcome to do whatever he wants. Now, Roger Goodell from the NFL put out a statement as well. He said the NFL and our players are at our best when we can help create a sense of unity in our country and our culture. There is no better example than the amazing response from our clubs and players to the terrible natural disasters we've experienced over the last month. Divisive comments like these demonstrate an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game, and all of our players, and a failure to understand the overwhelming force for good our clubs and players represent in our communities. Now, this also spilled over into the NBA with Steph Curry. You know, the Golden State Warriors were invited to the White House, but apparently they were hesitating on whether or not they should go. Now, here's what Steph Curry had to say.
I don't want to go. I mean, that's kind of the nucleus of my belief. I think and it's different. It's not just me going to the White House. If it was, this would be a pretty short conversation. But it's, like I said, it's the organization, it's the team.
Now, after that, Donald Trump went on Twitter and said going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating. Therefore, invitation is withdrawn.
Oh, God.
He just said he wasn't going.
Listen, man, I respect all these owners and athletes speaking out against Trump now, but why was this their breaking point? From the Muslim ban, to DACA, to all the people he's insulted on the campaign trail, from Mexicans, the Muslims, the women, the Jewish people, why was this everyone's breaking point?
Because it was insulting them.
Exactly.
You talk about the NFL and the players and call them sons of bitches
about
the ratings.
I'm just
saying.
That's
when all of a sudden the owners want to speak out.
And on the list of things that Donald Trump has done to warrant outrage, this is very low on the list to me.
It is.
Very, very low. Like, there's plenty of reason y'all should have been calling Donald Trump a bum and refusing to go to the White House. This is very low on the list of things Donald Trump has done to cause outrage.
Now, LeBron did call him a bum. He said, "You bum. Steph Curry already said he ain't going, so therefore ain't no invite. Going to the White House was a great honor until you showed up." Mm. All right. Well, there's a lot more we can discuss this morning, but...
Oh, yes, and we will. I love to show a solidarity as far as taking a knee, but, you know, now it's time to do the work and have that same solidarity when it comes to supporting each other on a financial level, because it's all about economic empowerment as far as I'm concerned. You know, some people out here, we all want equality, but we will never be looked at as equals in the eyes of racists. So I just want to support my own, and I want my own to support me. Black business, black banking, all black everything.
Right.
Taking a knee is great.
About it.
It looks good. It makes people feel good. But I'm into doing things that make us actually good.
All right, we'll be discussing
right. We'll talk about that
the
next
morning.
Hour. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, horrible weekend, and you want to vent. Or maybe you feel blessed. You want to spread some positivity on this Monday. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Yeah, let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, good morning. This is Christian Leva. How y'all doing?
Hey, Christian.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm super mad. Like, so I'm a driver, man. The other day, this female comes into the car, and she just started going wild to a friend, like, blowing up her whole business. Like, yeah, my vagina be itching at night, discharges and stuff. Yeah.
What?
Like, super nasty. Mind you, I'm in the car. I'm wondering, is that she must think it's okay to talk like that about her vagina? Like, I really want to know. Like,
you can't be mad at her for being honest.
No, but she wasn't talking to me. She was on the phone. Like, that's the thing. She wasn't talking to me. I'm like, I just want to know, do female really talk like that? Like,
so you were air hustling?
I wasn't air hustling. She was literally loud. Like, yeah, so, you know, when I sleep, my vagina be itching. I don't know, man. And I'm about to catch my period, so I can't wear these. I can't use medicine right now. So
you
should
have been a gentleman, went to the drugstore and got us some Vagisil.
I'd be concerned about her vagina itching. I'm not going to lie. Now, talking about to get her period, that's not a big deal. That happens every month. But she's talking about her vagina itching. That sounds a little weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't understand that. Why would someone just come out? Like, I don't know this woman through a hole in the wall. She just came out of the blue talking about this stuff.
Maybe she was trying to talk to somebody to get an opinion on what could possibly be making her vagina itch.
That sounds like a text conversation if someone you like is sitting right there. But
well,
I would be concerned about an itching situation.
I wouldn't go up to you and be like, yo, you know my D stink. You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. Like,
but I mean, usually,
she must not. Maybe she was trying to turn you off on purpose.
And usually girls can look at guys and tell when they D stink, sir. I'm gonna be honest with you. You sound like you got a stink D. But what you should have did. What you should have did was buy some badges. So have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, sir. So Charlamagne, what does a guy with a stink D look like? I'm just curious.
Beige with a hunchback, a little salt and pepper beard, usually from Queens, drives nice cars. You know what I'm saying? DJs all night long, comes in here early in the morning, haven't been home to take a shower. That's usually what a person with a stink D look like.
Great. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Brian from Vegas.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Hey, Charlamagne, I'm from Florida. Everybody ain't crazy. But my problem with Ray Lewis, man, how you talk about Kaepernick with you on both knees yesterday, man. Get out of here.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, Ray Lewis. Why Ray Lewis look blinded and Stevie Wonder down on his knees and Stevie Wonder look down on his knees? You saw the meme of Stevie Wonder?
I saw both of them, man. Ray Lewis, like, he was way too hard in the club last night. I was at the altar praying from last night.
That's what Ray Lewis going to say. When they ask him why he was down there, he's going to say he wasn't kneeling, he was praying. That's why he was on both knees. I already peeped this game. I guarantee you, when they ask him why he kneeled, he's going to say, I didn't kneel, I prayed. I guarantee it.
Man, I don't trust Ray Lewis. Hey, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm from Florida. We ain't crazy. We just ain't about that crazy.
That's
stuff.
A damn lie. Nope. That's a damn lie. Y'all crazy. Everybody from Florida crazy. Everybody from Florida.
Thank you for calling, bro.
The Bronx, the most craziest people in America.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about J. Cole. He went on Twitter, and you know J. Cole doesn't tweet a lot anymore. And he had a lot of things to say about NFL players. He even mentioned The Breakfast Club.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Dame Dash.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this all started a few days ago. Damon Dash was allegedly auctioning off his sneaker collection and some RIAA plaques from Rockefeller on eBay. I'm looking at what some of these items are going for. One of them is already up to $66,000.
What is it?
Yeah. That is the
plaque.
Reasonable doubt. Framed gold platinum record.
I can see why somebody would want that.
Sheesh.
Come on.
Well, anyway, the thing is that Damon Dash isn't the person who's actually auctioning these items off. There's like sneakers. There's a Aaliyah plaque. There's all kinds of pictures. There's the Cameron. Come home with me. All of that. All these plaques, memorabilia. Now, here is what Damon Dash had to say via Instagram.
And I got a call from Cam yesterday. He said, yo, Dame, who's got your shit on eBay? So, you know, I got cribs all over the place and offices all over the place, and sometimes I lose track of my stuff, and I guess apparently it was in a, storage for like 13 years. They said they tried to get in touch with me, but they spoke to my lawyer, but I fire lawyers frequently. I guess they auctioned my like for $18,000 until somebody came up. I do wish that there would be a little more respect, but y'all know I ain't going to be auctioning my shit.
Well, here's the thing, Dame.
My lawyer was probably like, oh, yeah, I don't work with him.
Well, I keep telling everybody. First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Dame Dash Cameron impersonation. That was a great Cameron impersonation, number one. But number two, nobody cares about the cleanup. Like, if you know what the truth is, then you just have to be comfortable knowing what the truth is to yourself. Because getting on Instagram and trying to explain to everybody what really happened, nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Well, this person, Shuzian, who's selling all this stuff, is actually going to really come up. I'm looking at the prices.
Some yes, he is.
500
crazy. Pairs of sneakers, and most of them are exclusive. Like, you can't get any of them. Like, the Rockefeller logo, Air Force Ones, different colors they have, made one-on-ones. It's a crazy collection.
I'm going to be honest with you. Instead of selling those, you should give them away. It's a lot of people in need right now, especially in...
Well,
you know,
this is just somebody... It's not Damon Dash doing it. It's just...
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the person who has the sneakers. The person who has the sneakers should just be giving those away right now, especially with all of these people that are in need from the Caribbean to Texas to Florida. Get those sneakers
away.
Well,
that person's definitely not giving them away.
Nah, he's not giving them away. He's definitely not.
All right. Yeah. Now, American Idol, they are in need of some diversity. Katy Perry's in place. Luke Bryan is about to sign. They're trying to get Charlie Puth on board. But the problem is this. They don't have any type of diversity on the show, and ABC believes there must be some type of racial diversity on the panel.
Does anybody know any black people at ABC?
They are trying to get Lionel Richie, but that's going to be very costly. So they're still trying to get that, work that out. But now they're also taking meetings with Troy Carter, who manages artists like John Legend, Nelly, Meghan Trainor, Miguel, Lady Gaga. And he's also one of the initial big investors in Spotify. So they're trying to lock that down because they also feel like it won't be as pricey as, say, a Lionel Richie.
Well, I'm glad that some white people in the corporate rooms at American Idol are thinking about other races.
All right, now J. Cole was on Twitter over the weekend. He said, got mad-ish. I should have tweeted over the months or years because he doesn't really tweet. But I didn't. I'll do better now. I'm going to need a thread for this next part. Bear with me. He said, Cardi B, I seen your Breakfast Club interview. Loved it. Don't put all that pressure on your album. You already won. Just drop and repeat. And in case you missed that interview, here's the part he's referring to.
You just change your mind all the time because I might have 10 songs that I think is popping. Then like 1 week later, I do another song and it's like, oh, is it this one? And then I have to have so many other people hear it because people's opinion really matters to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now J. Cole also said same ones who speak out against Trump today are the same ones that denied a qualified man a job because he took a stand against injustice. Your eyes translate to advertising money for the league and its owners. God bless every player that finds courage to kneel today, but the real power comes from you deciding to not watch. He also recommended hiring a third-party investigator approved by the NFL Players Association to determine if Cap was denied a job unfairly as punishment for his stance. So that's one of his suggestions.
Boy, the NFL in trouble because Trump telling people not to watch and then people who are in support of Colin Kaepernick telling people not to watch. So somebody not going to be watching. Okay, that's number one. Number two, salute to Cardi. Cardi is absolutely right. J. Cole's absolutely right. Cardi just has to go make music. Like, you know, don't listen to the label. The label trying to make you make songs that you don't want to make and trying to maybe take you into a more commercial space, a more pop space. Like, just go in the studio and make music.
She has to do her. Absolutely.
Keep it organic. Don't listen to Atlantic when it comes to that kind of stuff.
So now you can go ahead and read the whole entire thread from J. Cole on his Twitter if you want to hear everything he had to say about the NFL and solutions and sponsors and what could be done. He's saying he's not an expert in these things, but this is just his suggestions.
Yeah.
All right, the movie It. I told y'all all the time, I'm going to go see that movie this week. But it is now the highest grossing horror film of all time. It made $478 million worldwide. You know how much it cost to make that movie, It?
How much?
$35 million. So they've already made quite a bit of money off of this movie.
Listen, man, if I want to be scared by clowns, I just go on social media. From Twitter to Instagram, there's plenty of clowns to be scared of. I'm not paying nobody to scare me.
And another person on Twitter, Gucci Mane, he said he wants to release a mixtape every other day next year. He also said he's going to go 100% independent in 2018.
Gucci's book is solid, too, man. I read Gucci's book in a day. I was actually traveling that day off to the West Coast, so I read it in a day. It's a very solid read. You should read it if you're into reading.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Reports.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news.
She's number one.
She is, you sure?
Positive.
You positive?
You positive. Yee, how do you know this information?
Yeah, you positive, Yee?
I haven't seen the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I'm sure you'll find out today.
So you telling me that Cardi B is number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
Are you sure?
Congratulations to Cardi B. She's number one.
I'm going to let Angela Yee sit on that one until I get official news.
Yeah, we need some confirmation.
That's all Angela Yee. According to Angela Yee,
she's number one.
Cardi B is number one on the Billboard Hot 100. I'm going to wait until I get some more confirmation.
Man, congratulations, Cardi.
All right.
Okay. All right, well, let's get into front page news now. Now, Carmelo Anthony has been traded.
I want to know about Cardi B now. That's the only news I want to know about right now.
Well, we don't know yet. We need confirmation. Call Mike Kaz or somebody.
But let's continue.
What is that right there you're looking at? Okay, go ahead. Yeah. All right.
All right. Now let's talk about Carmelo Anthony. He's been traded to OKC for three high school players and a middle school player. Congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. And again, my Knicks will suck for 10 more years.
Why you don't have no faith in your Knicks? Can you be more optimistic?
More optimistic? We don't have nobody. There's nobody we have.
Y'all still got Porzingis. Y'all got Hardaway Jr. came back. Y'all got some nice little pieces that y'all can build around, maybe.
Nice little pieces? Are we serious? Know. Is that what we're talking about? Three high school players and a middle school player? We have nothing.
All I know is congratulations to Carmelo Anthony. He's playing in Oklahoma City now with Russell Westbrook and Paul George. I don't know how that's going to work out. But if it does work out, they'll go to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, is he happy?
Yeah, he seems happy.
He should
now,
be. Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't watch any NFL over the weekend, so I really don't have any scores.
But you do know what's going on.
Yes, tell the people what's going on, what happened over the weekend with the NFL.
Donald Trump had made these remarks.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag? to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Now, Donald Trump says, great solidarity for our national anthem. Standing with locked arms is good. Kneeling is not acceptable.
And that's why I think it was some real sucker stuff for them to be coming out there locking arms or even staying in the locker room. If Donald Trump says kneeling is what agitates him, then do what agitates him. Don't try to appease both sides.
Okay, but he did say this on Sunday, so I don't know if the teams already had been in the process of doing this.
I don't care. Like that shouldn't even have crossed your mind. It shouldn't have been a thing for you to even want to lock your arms. Go out there and kneel. Do it.
Well, people look at it differently, though. You know, like, some people feel like, yes, I'm going to kneel. And some people, like the guy Pittsburgh that stood in the thing and was like, he served three tours and wanted to, he felt respect his country.
So people look at it two different ways. But that's not a protest, though. Like, do what everybody else is doing. Do what is agitating people. Do what is getting people the attention to the issue that we're trying to get people to focus on. Okay? If police brutality is the issue we're trying to get people to focus on, the injustice of African Americans, what we're trying to get people to focus on, and kneeling is what's bringing that attention, go out there and kneel.
All right, now, in other news, Steph Curry was discussing whether or not the team would meet and if they're going to plan to go to the White House, the Golden State Warriors. And here's what Steph Curry had to say about that.
I don't want to go. I mean, that's kind of the nucleus of my belief. I think it's different. It's not just me going to the White House. If it was, this would be a pretty short conversation. But it's, like I said, it's the organization, it's the team.
Well, don't tell us you're not coming if you're not going to, because then Donald Trump, of course, disinvited him before he could not show up, even though he already said he wasn't going. He said, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. All right.
Okay.
Well,
are we going to talk about it now?
Yeah, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. What do you think about the protest yesterday? Now, Charlamagne, what do you think?
I love this show of solidarity, but now it's time to do the work and have that same solidarity when it comes to supporting each other on a financial level, because it's all about economic empowerment as far as I'm concerned. We all want equality, but the truth is we will never be looked at as equals in the eyes of racists. So I just want to support my own, and I want my own to support me. Black business, black banking, all black everything. Taking a knee is great. It looks good. It makes people feel good, but I'm into doing things that make us actually good. That's what I think.
This is the thing, you know, and I know a lot of the NFL players are protesting and they're taking a knee, but what is the reason that we're actually doing this? Are we protesting to bring awareness? Or why are we protesting? Because if we're protesting, shouldn't everybody protest? Shouldn't we not watch NFL? Should we not go to the games? What is the reason? If we're going to do this all together,
well, that's one thing.
How are we going
to
do it?
I think they're protesting peacefully. Anybody who decides to protest, you figure out what is the way in which you're going to protest. I'm not going to tell you how to do it or how not to do it. If you feel like this is how I want to express myself and I know what my message is and it's clear to me, then you do that.
Well, that's why, you know, salute to my guy, Colin Kaepernick. I feel like Colin needs to come out and speak right now, because I feel like a lot of what he kneeled for in the first place is being lost. And this whole Colin can't get a job thing. Like, you know, I stand with Cap, but I'm not standing with Cap because I want Cap back in the NFL. I'm standing with Cap because Cap made a stand for black people who were facing injustice in America at the hands of the police. I just feel like the original reason why he kneeled is being lost in translation and all of this, let's boycott the NFL stuff.
Right. But he did kneel, and because of that, I don't think a lot of teams are picking him up, so... Now, are we standing with Cap and saying, all right, well, these teams are not picking him up because he's still a good quarterback. He's a second string, and he's better than some of the quarterbacks that are starting right now.
Man, the only reason I would want Colin Kaepernick to get a job in the NFL is because I know Colin is going to use that NFL money to bring things back to our community. And that's all that I'm concerned about right now. Like I said, when it comes to equality, we will never be looked at as equals in the eyes of racists. So I'm not asking for equality from the white devils, okay? I just want to support my own, and I want my own to support me, period.
If Donald Trump can be okay with the protests and with the rallies in Charlottesville from white supremacists, then he should be okay with people protesting peacefully as well. If those are fine gentlemen in Charlottesville, then these should be fine gentlemen as well.
But I love the protest simply because it's a show of solidarity. But... you know, it's not just about doing things that make you feel good or things that look good. We got to do things that make us actually good.
Okay. Well, 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. And what did Russell Simmons say? He called them a bunch of what? What was his statement?
We'll get that for you. I don't want to misquote him.
Okay, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking the NFL. Of course, over the weekend, there were many protests. People were very critical over some of them. People saying that everybody should have took a knee, that people, they didn't like the lock arms thing. What did you guys think, Charlamagne? Start with you, Charlamagne.
I didn't like the lock arms thing. You know, I don't even like staying in the locker room, but that's only because I'm a disruptor. And if I know that Donald Trump does not like me taking a knee, I'm going to do exactly what agitates Donald Trump. And when I saw him tweet out that he likes the players locking arms, I'm never locking arms again. If I'm a player right now, I'm never locking arms again simply because Donald Trump says he likes that and he thinks it's a show of unity. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do what I know agitates him, and that's taking a knee during the national anthem, period.
Right.
And I think Donald Trump tweeted that out. They had already did that, so I guess that was his way of saying he was fine with it. So now moving forward.
That should have never crossed their mind, though. Colin Kaepernick has already taken a knee, and he's taken a knee because of the injustices that African Americans are facing. You know that taking a knee is what is bothering people. So take the knee. Don't lock arms. Don't stay in the locker room. If you're going to protest, protest.
Well, I feel like people should be able to protest however they want to.
No.
Yeah, right.
No,
but we're protesting for what? What are we protesting for? That's the thing. Like, well, that's what's lost right now. Why are we protesting?
I've said for the longest that I feel like the reason Colin Kaepernick actually kneeled has been lost in this whole let's boycott the NFL thing. The reason that Colin Kaepernick kneeled is because of police injustice and the injustices that African Americans are facing here in America.
Correct.
And I think that we cannot lose sight of that. But I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. We all want equality, but we will never be looked at as equals in the eyes of racists. So I just personally want to support my own, and I want my own to support me. Black business, black banking, all black everything. Taking a knee is great. It looks good. It makes people feel good. But I'm into doing things that make us actually good. Because today is a whole new day. And all of that, after everybody's counted yesterday for who kneeled and who didn't kneel, what about today? How are we going to be good today?
And I think it's ridiculous that Trump says a player should be fired or suspended for protesting. You have every single right to protest. Everybody has been protesting and expressing themselves peacefully, and that's part of what our liberties are supposed to be, able to protest.
Our country's supposed to be, exactly.
Whenever you please.
I agree, and another thing, another reason I don't agree with the whole lock the arms thing, you can't protest in a way that makes the person you're protesting comfortable. Like, that's not what a protest is about.
Well, I think their whole thing was supposed to be a show of unity. That's why they did the lock arms. I don't know if everybody agrees with, you know, certain things. So that was the NFL players just showing that they are unified.
That all the players stand together, right? But I don't agree with that. Take a knee. Like I said, take a knee. That's my opinion.
That's
take
right.
a knee.
Everybody unified. But then, I agree. Everybody unified and take a knee.
But I feel kind of hypocritical because we're saying take a knee, but then we're still watching NFL football. Are we not supposed to watch football now? Are we not supposed to go to the games?
I'm boycotting the NFL. Okay, but I will boycott tonight if my Cowboys lose. All right, if my Cowboys lose, I guarantee y'all come here tomorrow.
You know what?
I did not watch.
You a piece of ish. All right. I mean, I boycotted this weekend too. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Dion Banks. I'm from Boston. I'm a Boston police officer. What's up, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro? What do you think of the protest yesterday?
I mean, like, I think what the NFL players are doing is really dope, but people have a tendency of losing sight of what's happening. The reason why Kaepernick did this was because of all the injustice that's going on in the world.
Yes.
I guess, like, people don't understand. It's not about the flag. It has nothing to do with the anthem. It's about everything to do with black people losing their lives for unfair reason. He's definitely being blackballed by the NFL, and it's not fair. You know?
And that's why, I mean, listen, no disrespect. I want Colin Kaepernick to get a job because I know he'll use that money to put back in our communities. But whether Colin Kaepernick gets a job in the NFL or not isn't the issue. The issue is the injustice that he has been protesting against and why he took the knee in the first place. That's going to affect us way longer than Colin Kaepernick not having a job in the NFL.
All right. Thank you for your call, bro. 800-585-1051. We're taking your calls. What do you think of the protest yesterday? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. What do you think of the protest yesterday? Of course, the NFL games yesterday, a lot of people protest. People were mad that people were locking arms and wanted to see more people take knees. And we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Now, Russell Simmons had something to say. He put it out on Twitter. What did he say, Yee?
He said, locking arms and staying in the locker room hiding is for bitches. I'm sorry, I'm so upset. WTF, so we not sure if Black Lives Matter. I regret my choice of words. But a coach coming out and saying we don't want to be politicized is not supporting your brother or Black Lives Matter.
I absolutely agree. You don't want to be politicized. That don't even make no sense, man. You cannot make the people that you're protesting comfortable. Like if you want to protest, protest all the way. That is the whole point of protest, to make the people that you're protesting uncomfortable. And I love to show solidarity from the players yesterday that kneeled, but now is just time to do the work and have that same solidarity when it comes to supporting each other on a financial level, because in the words of Jay-Z, financial freedom is our only hope.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin, what did you think of the protest yesterday?
My opinion, I think it's kind of disrespectful in a way. I mean, I get that they're trying to make a stand for what they believe in, but I really think the national anthem stands for so much more than that.
Caitlin, are you white?
Yes.
I am.
I can tell your privilege is showing right now. Let me explain something to you, my love. Colin Kaepernick kneeled because of the injustices that that African Americans are facing in this country, the killing of unarmed Black men in this country at the hands of the police. Many times we see police officers get found not guilty for these heinous acts. So you probably wouldn't understand, but I would encourage you to be a little bit more human and put your feet in somebody else's shoes sometime and recognize the pain that other communities are feeling that aren't yours. You know?
Well, Caitlin, what
let her finish. Yeah, let her finish.
I guess I didn't like really know their exact reason why they were kneeling or why he was kneeling in the first place.
I know you
did. I kind of assumed as far as like, oh, not agreeing with what Trump is doing or what he has not been doing. So I kind of got that feel for it.
Has nothing to do with Trump. Colin Kaepernick originally kneeled because of the injustices that African Americans were facing at the hands of the police in this country.
But see,
and like I said,
Caitlin
that has been lost.
So Caitlin, like Caitlin said, it has been lost because she's looking at it now as, okay, this is in protest of Donald Trump, but that's not really what the kneeling originally
Thank you for your call, Caitlin.
And Caitlin, the reason Caitlin feels like that, because when you watch these guys like Trump, they never acknowledge what Colin Kaepernick kneeled for in the first place. They just make it seem like they're just being disrespectful to the flag. They never acknowledge what Colin Kaepernick kneeled for in the first place, which is the injustice that African Americans were facing at the hands of the police.
Well, let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah. We're talking about the protest yesterday in the NFL. What do you think?
Oh, man, you know, I think it's all about a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody says, you got to give respect to earn respect. You know what I'm saying? They've got people that died for this flag. You know what I mean? Why not respect it? You know what I'm saying? United as one. We the people, by the people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Listen, man, why y'all be talking about respect so much, but y'all don't never tell the police officers to respect Black lives?
Because that's what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for in the first place. Everything, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm mixed, you know what I'm saying? I'm Black and white.
Let me ask you a question. Do you understand why Colin Kaepernick was kneeling in the first place?
Yeah, Black Lives Matter. He had to stand for police brutality.
So why are you screaming respect the flag? You care about a piece of cloth more than a black life?
What do you mean a piece of cloth, man? People, you live in America. What you mean? All lives matter. What you mean? It ain't no black lives, white lives.
Can I ask you one simple question? I want to ask one simple question. If you was walking down the street and you had a fire extinguisher, right, and you saw an American flag on fire and a black person on fire, which one would you out?
Both? What you mean?
I ain't asked you that. I said you can only put one out.
Okay, then what you mean a black man?
If you can say that, sir. If you can say that you would out the black person over the flag on fire, then there's nothing to even argue about. What are we discussing right now?
Police, it's police brutality.
Can I ask you a question, though? Do you also feel that people have the right to peacefully protest and express themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the kneeling thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a disrespect.
But it's still a peaceful way to protest.
Talk, bro.
And it's not against the flag, per se, or a song. It's really just to represent and bring attention and bring to light something that you care about.
You still drink more liquor, bruh.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, and I get that. They got people over there fighting for us. So that we can do what I'm not having this conversation with y'all, man.
I care about the phone lines for people to talk. This Charlemagne the God talking, in case you want to complain. Okay?
We open up the phone lines for people to give their opinions, and we appreciate your call.
That's just so stupid.
Thank you, sir.
Like, that's why I always ask people that one question. If you're walking down the street and you had a fire extinguisher and you saw an American flag on fire and a black person on fire and you could only put out one, which would you choose? If you even got to hesitate or think about that, you're a crack-ass cracker.
White Devil.
Of course, but we do this show to try to explain for people like Caitlin who had no idea what was going on, and hopefully we could get through to a lot of people that might not know what's going on and only see it a certain way.
Salute to my brother Colin Kaepernick. I talked to Colin this week, and I told Colin exactly what I just said, and that is that Colin has to come out and speak soon, and the reason he needs to come out and speak soon is because people have forgotten why he kneeled
in
the first place.
And like you said, we seen it with the caller. She had no idea. She thought it was for a different reason. She totally forgot. And that's what's happening. The message is being missed. It's being lost.
I want Colin to get a job in the NFL, but that's not the reason he kneeled. Like right now, we're boycotting the NFL and saying, I stand with Cap because we want him to get a job. It's deeper than that, man. We got to remember why Colin Kaepernick kneeled in the first place.
Right. All right. Well, now we got rumors on the way. I figured that. We got rumors on the way, E?
Yes, we are going to be talking about T.I. and Tiny. So their divorce is off. We'll tell you what Tiny had to say in response to people saying that they are officially back together.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked, and don't forget, next hour, Dr. Oz will be joining us. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Hov.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Well, Jay-Z did an interview with BBC last week, and he had some things to say about the presidency. He wouldn't even mention the president by name. Here's what he had to say about just how divisive everything is here.
Well, this guy, I'm looking at him like, man, this is a joke. I can't even say with all due respect, with all disrespect. I just think that's, you know, he's not a very sophisticated man. Especially when it comes to the ideas of, no, until everyone's free, no one is free, period. That's just a fact. We are all linked some kind of way. So if you oppress a certain people, everyone's in danger.
Well, we're never going to be free then, because it's going to always be a community of people that are going to oppress other people.
Right.
Here's what else Jay-Z had to say in this BBC interview.
If I'm being oppressed and you have this big mansion with all this, I'm coming inside there. That's going to happen. That's just how life is. So on a just a practical level, that just makes sense. On a spiritual and karmic level, if we're all children of God, then we're all brothers and sisters. And at some point, if you are doing that to your brother, then that can't last.
That is also a fact, too. all of this is actual and factual. I don't mind, you know, when people say things like Trump is causing division, you know, I don't mind that, simply because the world is always going to be divided. It's always going to be good and evil. It's always going to be right and wrong. It's just that some people are wearing it on their sleeve now.
All right, now, Jay-Z's Tidal has also announced their third annual benefit concert that's going to be happening on October 17th. In Brooklyn at the Barclays, and that's going to benefit the victims of the recent devastation from Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and also the earthquake that recently struck Mexico. It's also hosted by Angie Martinez. So the official lineup has not yet been revealed.
Salute to Angie Martinez. I drop on a clues bomb for Angie Martinez.
That's dope.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tiny and T.I., their divorce is not happening as of now. They've called off their divorce. So she wants to make it clear, though, that does not mean that they are 100% back together. Now, she told this to Wendy Williams.
I am still married. No, but, you know, we're just figuring it out as we go.
So she said she doesn't want false press stories to overshadow the intent of the interview that she did with Wendy, which is about ticket sales for Escape, because that's what was the purpose of her interview with Wendy Williams, but it turned into the whole, they're back together. Now they are living back together again, so I guess they're going to see what's going to happen.
That's good. That's what I like to hear.
Hopefully
you and me both. Absolutely.
All right. Now, Jennifer Lopez has announced yesterday she is donating $1 million of her personal money to relief efforts for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria hit. Now, she said that Puerto Rico does need our help. She said, my cousins and I and all of our family still haven't been able to hear from all of our family over there. We are concerned for them and for everyone on the island. She said that she and her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, are going to garner support for Puerto Rico and Caribbean relief efforts as well.
Yeah, it's amazing that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, and I haven't heard Donald Trump say anything about Puerto Rico at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Nothing at all. Yep, nothing.
All right, and shout out to my guy Crazy Legs too. He actually sent me a link. I'm gonna post it for relief efforts that they are doing. Rocksteady for life. So I'll post that for you guys. Also, he has actually has a house over there. He said he's not even sure if his house is still there right now. And he's actually going to be heading over there tomorrow to find out what he can do to help in Puerto Rico. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on with Puerto Rico as well. All right, new couple alert. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie.
Who are these people?
Scott Disick is Kourtney Kardashian's
I know Scott Disick.
Ex, and Sophia Richie is Lionel Richie's daughter.
Oh. She's only 19, right?
She's 19 years old. He's 34
19?
Years old.
I know Nicole. I never heard of Sophia.
Right. Well, there you have it. They're kissing passionately and...
He's 35, right?
He's 34.
Yikes. That's crazy.
And
that's
she's disgusting. 19 years old. Earlier, she had denied rumors that they were dating just back in May, but now it turns out that they are just out in the open.
What the hell is a 34-year-old man going to do with a 19-year-old woman, except for mentorship?
Raise her. Mm-mm-mm.
Like, raise her. Yeah, why the heck? Who wants
that's
that?
That's crazy.
What are you talking to a 19-year-old about?
I don't know what's going on with Scott Disick, man. He's, he's been off the chain.
Making all these music references she don't know nothing about, naming all these TV shows that she can't even relate to. I had a homeboy once who told a girl that she was a regular Doogie Howser, and she had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Now, I kind of felt like you dated a 19-year-old for a second.
I've
before.
Never dated a 19-year-old. How is that possible, Angelique?
Oh, you're right. It's not possible.
Yeah. Charlamagne's married. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't mean recently.
When was recently? When have I ever dated a 19-year-old? Never. Why are you just throwing things out there like that for no reason?
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious.
Where did that come from?
Just had a great weekend, too.
Yeah. Like, where did that even come from?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, September 25th goes to your celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. I could literally give this guy donkey of the day every day. In fact, I need our producers to make a special donkey of the day intro whenever I do give him donkey of the day. Now, Donald J., and the J stands for jackass, had 140 characters on Twitter this weekend for the NFL and the NBA. Let's start with the NBA. The NBA's current golden boy, Steph Curry, and when I say golden, I'm definitely talking about the color of his skin. Okay, Steph Curry is indeed the color of dirty urine, but he's a stand-up guy. And when asked if the Golden State Warriors would be attending the White House in celebration of their NBA title, Steph said this.
I don't want to go. I mean, that's kind of the nucleus of my belief. And it's different. It's not just me going to the White House. If it was, this would be a pretty short conversation. But it's, like I said, it's the organization, it's the team.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Steph Curry, damn it. Hell no, I'm not coming to play with you, Donald. My parents won't allow me to play with negative influences like you, okay? Your house is the house on the block all the adults would since tell the kids to stay away from, Mr. Trump. All right, don't go to old man Donald's house. You go over there, your butthole won't be the same. Well, Donald Trump replied on Twitter, going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. Donald, do you think I care that you told me I'm not invited after I told you I wasn't coming? You ever seen a dude try to holler at a girl in the street and then the girl rejects him and then he curses her out and tells her, you're not that pretty anyway? That's what Donald Trump just did to Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the hot chick, and our celebrity in chief, Donald J., is the guy trying to grab her by the pum-pum, okay? Donald Trump is the guy who comes to the club, and when he realizes he can't get in because he can't afford to or because of the dress code, he starts hating on the club and the party. Man, that club not popping anyway. It's whack in there. Ain't no girls in there, nothing but dudes in there. Excuse me, Mr. President, but how you gonna hate from the outside of the club? You can't even get in. Now, our celebrity in chief also had this to say about the NFL and players who are choosing to follow Colin Kaepernick's lead and kneel during the national anthem to protest against the injustices that African Americans are facing at the hands of the police. Can we hear what he had to say, please?
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
The white devil is busy. The question I simply ask people who feel the way Trump feels about the protests that are going on in the NFL. If you were walking down the street with a fire extinguisher and you saw a black person on fire and the American flag on fire and you could only put out one, which would you choose? Simple question. If you have to even think about that question, the problem isn't the protesting of the national anthem. The problem is your own hate and bigotry towards black people. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is uniting the best of America, and he's uniting the worst of America. I don't mind
when people say Donald Trump is causing division, because in life, it's always going to be division. We acting like America wasn't divided before Trump. All Trump did was make people be more open about it. Okay, and I'm fine with that. I would rather know exactly where you stand, because it's always going to be good and evil. It's always going to be right and wrong. It's always going to be God and Satan. And right now, all you are witnessing is people picking sides. And I'm fine with that, because good people of all walks of life naturally will gravitate towards each other. And finally, we will all realize that we are all we need. Please give Donald J. Trump the biggest hee-haw, please. That's your celebrity in chief. He could get Donkey today every day.
I can see.
Easy.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, Dr. Oz will be joining us. Now, you know, that's our resident doctor, and some of you guys, that's your only doctor. So when we come back, Dr. Oz is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, our resident doctor. Some of you guys, this is your only doctor. Dr. Oz.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. The ninth season of his show, the Dr. Oz Show.
Starting off with Charlamagne, who graced our stage yet again.
Okay. Thank you for having me again.
You're good at it.
Did he bend over and cough this time?
He did. I collected his copay afterwards. You do know why we use two fingers during rectal exams?
Why?
You guys don't know that?
Why?
The reason doctors use two fingers on rectal exams is to get a second opinion.
Doc, I just want you to know that if I ever let you finger my butt, that is the copay. All right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, in addition, you also have a book, Food Can Fix It.
Food Can Fix It. So I haven't written a book in 10 years. I have 7 New York Times bestsellers. I love writing books.
Wow.
It's always fun for me to do. But I stopped writing them. I was doing the show, obviously, and, you know, I still am. But I've also realized that science has advanced so much. There's so much new information about specific problems that can get treated with foods that it was the right time to put it together in a book. And, but, you know, years ago, we all knew food was important, but we wouldn't treat it like a medicine. But when you walk into a grocery store, you're walking into a pharmacy.
Right.
And that epiphany for me got me to think, okay, I'm going to put down all the main things you complain about, fatigue. I want to give you food fixes for that, for losing weight, for feeling more energy, for not having pain, looking better, all the things we chronically struggle with. And then I thought, you know what? If I can make it into a food plan and give you recipes that are... Where's the book?
We don't have it.
Darn it.
We're getting
this is what I'm talking about. Charlamagne.
I got my book right here. It's called Black Privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it. It's a New York Times bestseller.
It's interesting because we do have that juice bar, and people come in all the time, and they'll ask me, like, what kind of juice should I get because I'm exhausted or I'm sick? A lot of people come in, and we have a cold remedy for them.
Yep.
But what it is it changes people's whole lives. Like, people will have high blood pressure, and they'll come to the juice bar and be like, what should I be having? And it really will change your whole life.
Well, take that as an example. Mm-hmm. So at your juice bar, when someone asks you for blood pressure, you give them two things probably. You give them real vegetables, which have potassium in them, as opposed to salty stuff that you'll otherwise get. Salt dries up your blood pressure. Potassium is the antidote to it. And you give them real food, which relaxes them, because it generally will do that. And both those things have an effect on your blood pressure. So when we talk about your juice bar healing people, it's not like you're not going to use medications ever again.
Right.
You're not treating gunshot wounds with the juice bar. Right? but for chronic ailments that plague us day in and day out, for women, when they go through their period of during the month, right, that when they're during menstruation, B vitamins help with PMS.
Right.
Well, why not take advantage of that? Mm-hmm. If now that you know that's true, if you have that problem, then make sure you get some extra B vitamins by eating the foods or the smoothies that get you there.
And there's certain things I know if I'm about to go work out, I know, okay, this is a good one for me to get. You know, the revive, just to kind of get myself together. And I really don't ever get sick. And I feel like part of that is because of my diet.
Well, just since you mentioned workout,
the book.
The caffeine makes a difference.
Food can fix it.
100%.
Now, you see the documentary.
Can I put this next to your book on the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, you see the documentary, What the Health? Everybody's been talking about it. What did you see the documentary?
I had gotten the show.
Now, what did you think about that documentary and the foods? And
What the Health is provocative in a couple of things. First of all, it does highlight that government is influenced quite a bit by financial incentives from lobbyists and from people who buy their way into good graces. We have things like, you know, food pyramids, which maybe get tainted. They certainly historically had been by manufacturers of things like, you know, milk and meat. And I'm not against milk and meat. I just want to have objective, honest, tell me what I'm supposed to do charts, not ones that may have been influenced. And it is interesting to hear the accusations, because a lot of them I couldn't validate.
Mm-hmm.
But there are accusations about the fact that milk is a problem for kids and we shouldn't be eating other animals' milk or drinking it, rather, and that meat is a problem causing heart disease. And I do think that it's better if you're not eating meat if you have heart disease.
What about milk?
So the data on milk is really mixed. It's very difficult to say that milk is bad for kids or for adults, frankly. But there are some articles that do say it's a problem. So you're sort of left thinking, okay, you got some articles saying good, some articles saying bad. It is true that a lot of the articles saying it's good were funded by industry, which makes you a little concerned.
Yes.
But it's really not fair to hammer an entire... But can I tell you one thing? When the U.S. government provides tax incentives for foods, and in this case, you know, you're allowed to promote whole sectors of food. So you can promote meat or promote milk as an industry member, and that's something that our government sort of wants you to do. But if you have heart disease, you don't really want to get promoted to eat meat and maybe milk. Because
right.
we know that the saturated fats are an issue. So we want to, I think, pull the government out of this a little bit. We want to have decisions made by us and not information forced down our throat and being told we're dumb for not doing it when, in fact, we're not even sure if it's honestly offered.
But what if you make the choice to eat meat and these people really are making cloned meat and they're putting all the steroids and the chemicals in the meat? Like we're making the choice, but these people are still killing us. It's still poison.
Well, I've gotten the fights over this. I really do think we should label GMO foods because you should know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't care about it. And in the case of meat, I don't think that there's a lot of hormones in them, but I do worry about the saturated fat, which is a very discernible problem in some populations. I'm a heart surgeon. I see that firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to give it a free pass, but I also want to be honest and fair about all these things. Part of what I want to do on the show this year is deconstruct food. Mm-hmm. I want to get under the hood of this.
Right.
And I've got the heads of the three biggest chicken producers in the country.
Purdue,
Tyson, and the third one's Bell and Evans, which is a top five.
They sell that at Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, they sell it at Whole Foods. I want these guys to be honest with us. First of all, is there chlorine in our chicken? Is that a problem? That's one of the accusations that were just made recently.
Why are chicken legs so goddamn big now? Ain't no chickens in the world this huge.
Yeah, I mean, how can they get so... They grow twice as big in half the time, so how do you make that happen? That stated, I do think these guys are hearing us. All those companies I mentioned are making organic chicken now. All of them have changed the way they do a lot of their factory farming practices. It'll drive prices down because you do a lot of stuff, people, it gets cheaper. So I think they're saying, listen, people are voting with their pocket three times a day.
Right.
And they don't want the stuff we were giving them. Mac and cheese. I'm doing an expose on that. Mac and cheese used to have artificial coloring in it.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys heard all the complaints of moms in America. They started using turmeric and spices that have yellow colors instead of coloring that has yellow colors. Because the coloring does cause behavioral changes in some kids. Not in all kids, but in some. Why bother?
Is there any nutritional value in mac and cheese anyway?
Well, see, the thing is, you could make... The reason moms, you make mac and cheese, let's just be respectful, is to their needs. They don't have a lot of time, they don't have a lot of money, and the kids like it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
The trifecta. Yeah, but you could make mac and cheese with butternut squash, with real cheese, with, you know, and get it, you know, let the macaroni go because the kids like that, right? And, you know, but so put that in there. And that's like a little healthier version. It's not the worst thing to give the kids. Or you can give them that with the healthy vegetables next to it. And I'm okay with the combination.
Right.
I don't want to be a dictator on food choices. But
don't be a Donald Trump on food choice.
No, exactly. But I want people to know that this is a B selection. There's some A choices out there. Don't take much more time. If you make your butternut squash over the weekend, right, put them in the freezer and just grab them out of there and toss them in the pan, it'll take you the same amount of time as making mac and cheese.
All right, we got more with Dr. Oz when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're talking to Dr. Oz. He's here. Yee.
Is there anybody on the show you don't personally like?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Got people. I had a guy on who liked shaming heavy women.
Charlamagne.
He's going to be on the show. Yeah, he's been on a few times.
I don't like shaming heavy women.
Yes, you do.
I just like women to be healthy.
You don't
I like people to be healthy.
Yeah, you don't shame health. There are people who actually do shame women.
That's him.
No, he doesn't.
No, I like people to be healthy.
Yeah,
he tells people that they're fat, they're going to die, all kinds of stuff.
You are, though.
I don't think
Why do we act like when you're heavy, that don't put you at greater risk for these things?
Because the only fat that puts you at risk is the fat in your belly. So if you got big thighs or bat wings, that doesn't cost you. You may lose a date here and there, but who the heck cares?
You don't know the struggle that people are going through. They might have been a lot bigger, lost weight, and now they're still on that journey. Calling somebody that might actually discourage them.
For sure hurts them. And also, you know, it nobody wants to be heavy.
Right.
If they're heavy, there's... Like, one of the most provocative interviews I've ever had was with a woman I really do like. And I'll just say it, Rosie O'Donnell. I like her a lot. And on the show, she said, listen, you know, I had been abused as a child. I didn't want to see my sexuality. So for her, it was a protective mechanism.
Mm. So she got fat to cover her boobs and vagina.
She was speaking on behalf of a lot of women who do it for that reason. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be seen, so they hide. Now, she's lost weight. She looks great. And, you know, I'm a big fan of hers. And I really treasure the fact she spoke out on something that I know is more common than that.
Right.
And I think we need to respect the fact that people are in there wherever their journey is. But telling people that they're heavy when they sort of know it already. You know, the worst thing, a lot of women don't go to a doctor because they go in there.
They have to weigh themselves.
Mm-hmm. And the nurse goes, she's 216. And everyone in the waiting room turns around. You sort of look walking out naked with your little gown on. Well, that's, you know.
Right. And there's also people who turn to food because they were maybe, you know, neglected as a child. That's what they turn to.
But it's all these different excuses. I hate people complaining about things that they can actually change. How about stop making excuses and go try to change it?
There's people who suffer from depression.
See, it's all it is. But some people just eat a lot.
There's people who are on medication that causes them to gain weight.
Majority of people who are fat are because of why?
Well, they eat too much.
But why?
Yeah, but that question is the why. Now, I mean, the diagnosis that they're heavy is obvious. So as an example, the poop in our gut probably determines the obesity in some people. Mm-hmm. You take rats, feed them the same amount of food, but you put different bacteria in their guts, guess what you get? Mm-hmm. Some are fat, some are skinny. So there's an experiment being done right now in humans where they're taking thin people's poop and trying to put it in heavy people and see if it makes a difference.
What?
Yeah, because your poop, you outsource digestion. Mm-hmm. Your poop is made by bacteria in your gut digesting your food. So some people may have bacteria that naturally makes them thinner.
So they're putting that bacteria into...
Yes, and in rats, it works. In rodents, it works. So it could work. This thing called acromantia. It's a bacteria made when you eat cranberries and the like. Mm-hmm. Which seems to help with infections and all. Mm-hmm. And it might be one of the reasons, and it seems to help with calories too. Mm-hmm. So we may be able to change how you absorb your food. And that actually may send different messages to your body so you don't hold on to the fat. So yes, it's too many calories. But the question is why too many calories? That's what we got to figure out. So.
And I think when it comes to messaging, instead of giving people all of these reasons why they are fat, give them reasons why it's good not to be fat.
I think they know why.
No, not really. Tell them the benefits of it.
I think the best thing to do is to make it easy for them to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. If you make it easier for folks, they'll come along with you. So when I take away all the foods you want to eat and don't give you anything back, that's not helping you much.
Right.
If I give you foods that you might love so much, you'd eat them every day, and oh, by the way, you'll get skinny eating them or feel better eating them, that works. Mm-hmm. And most people you guys probably all say, if I ask you, is it hard to stay in shape like where you are? You're all probably going to say, well, not really. I don't have to work at it. I don't work at it every minute.
No, you have to work at it.
Yeah, but you're not working at it every... You're not thinking about it every minute of every day.
I am.
No. You've automated. You get up in the morning, you get those little two glasses of stuff, and you're off to work, and you don't even think about that.
I'm automated about the gym. I got to go to the gym 3-4 times a week.
Yes. You automate certain stuff. I know it's not easy, but it's not dominating your life.
Right.
For people overweight, they think they have to take every second of every minute.
There's all kinds of apps every little thing. And it's also access. I feel like in certain neighborhoods, like the reason why we did the juice bar was because we wanted something healthy. But you'll see a fried chicken spot, a pizza spot, all this
fast
stuff.
Food
but
spot,
you have
right.
to leave your neighborhood in order to go find something healthy.
I rode my bike from New York to Montauk one year as part of a deal with some friends. Mm-hmm. And I hit Queens. And I went the entire way through Queens, you know, a borough that I love. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see a fresh food stand.
Right.
And I know there are fresh food stands there. I just, the road that I took didn't happen to have any at all.
I bet you didn't see nobody riding on their bikes either.
No,
kids don't play outside no more. That's one of the problems too. Physical activity.
For kids, that's a big issue. And that's actually, it's the one exception to the rule of activity. Because you cannot exercise out of obesity. Mm-hmm. You lose weight based on eating better. You keep your weight down by exercising.
Mm.
So kids are the exception. Because, you know, 7-year-olds can burn so many calories, they can't put weight on. And we don't let them play. We got to make play dates for them. Right. They got to be coordinated. You guys all know this. You know, taking your beautiful kids to do a friend's house for a 20-minute play date when it takes 45 minutes to get them there, it's not worth it.
Right.
I used to tell my kids, this is part of the reason I live in Jersey, is tell the kids, go outside and
backyard.
Play.
Yeah,
just get the heck out. Get out of the house. Don't come back till it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. As always, our resident doctor and yours too, Dr. Oz.
Bye, my friends.
His book, Food Can Fix It, pick it up.
September 26th.
All right, Nayi, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we're going to be talking about somebody who is saying goodbye to her career as a performer because she wants to concentrate on her marriage and save her marriage.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Usher.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the male accuser who is saying that Usher exposed him to herpes is saying that the two of them had sex in a Koreatown spa in L.A.
Now, well, do a 4-D challenge then, if Mr. Accuser that has sex with Usher.
Now, the other woman, one of the other women who is also filing a document, says that she has not divulged her identity, but she said she did get herpes from Usher, and she said her twins were stillborn as a result of that herpes. So she said that is a direct consequence.
Oh, whoa. Your children could be born stillborn because of herpes?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Jesus
but she said
Christ.
It was a direct consequence of giving birth while infected with herpes.
I'm not going to sit here and say that that's not the truth, but I just would like to know more information on that subject. Your babies could be born stillborn because of herpes?
This is just her allegations. I don't know. I don't know if it's a fact that can happen to you, though.
I want
to
see the guy that accused Usher of giving him herpes. I really do want to see him do a 4-D challenge. I'm really serious about that.
All right, now Tamar Braxton is going to put out her fifth and final album, Bluebird of Happiness, and that's coming out September 29th.
Tamar had 5 albums.
This is going to be her last album. Now, she is going to continue to write songs for the artist, but she's saying that there's been some issues with her marriage just because of her pursuing her career. She said, my husband and I work very close together. It's really hard. You know, not only do we work together, he's my baby daddy, and we've been together forever. He's my best friend. It's a lot of things to discuss and argue about. She said she focused on her career over the last several years, and she sometimes let her marriage fall behind in her priorities. She said, this is just my job.
Well,
when I go home,
guy.
That's my home. I always want to keep my home a sanctuary and somewhere safe, not just for me, but for my husband and my kid.
Well, Vince is a music guy, though. So can't they find, like, a common ground between doing music and being married, being that they're both in the same business?
Well, she is still writing songs for other people, so maybe she just feels like she doesn't want to have to put out albums on her own and go out and tour and support those albums.
Right.
But she's still going to be in the business, just not in that same way.
Mm.
And that, if that's a decision that she wants to do, more power to her. All right, right. Carucci was on Wendy, and she talked about just her body, because she is small. She hasn't had any enhancements, had anything done, but she has been tempted. Here's what she said.
It's just a little booty. You know, I posted that because it was the season finale of Claws, so I wanted to do a little tease, you know, and I got a lot of backlash for it. You know,
are you gonna cave in?
No. Uh-huh. I have thought about getting my boobs done, uh-huh, which I'm not gonna do because, you know, I have a young female audience, mm-hmm, and I want to relay a message to embrace yourself. And also, it's like you put all this stuff into your body. You don't know how your body's going to react.
Calamari is fine just the way she is.
Carucci.
But you cannot tell people to embrace themselves. You can get surgery and still embrace yourself.
Well, she said that she wants to send the message to her younger audience that we are okay as we are. You don't have to enhance yourself, which is why she's not going to. But she's also concerned about how your body will react to things. And it is always a risk when you have any kind of surgery. So if she feels like that's not what she wants to do, then that's fine.
But if somebody wants to get surgery, that should be fine too, right?
No, but that's dope. She's encouraging people not necessarily to do it. We see so many celebrities that are doing it, and these girls are following. So finally, somebody that's not doing and saying it's okay to not do it. I like that, too.
Right. There's both ways. You can do what you want to do with your body, but you don't have to live up to this ideal that people put out there and give into that pressure to have her boobs done.
But what's the ideal, though? I think it's both sides to every story. You have people who don't want to get it, and you have people who do want to get it. You have people who find without it, people who feel like
I
they
think
want
that
it.
When
like,
the pictures, what she was saying is when those pictures came out of her with her little booty pictures, people were teasing, were making fun of her because of that and saying, oh, you should get this done, you should get that done. And she's saying, I'm not caving into that.
Yeah, they'll still put their tongue in your butt, in your butt cowabunga. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
No,
man. All right.
Carucci.
All right.
All right, NASCAR owners. Where are they when it comes to this whole take a knee anthem protests? Well, it turns out that according to certain owners in NASCAR, they said anybody, now this is Richard Petty, he co-owns Richard Petty Motorsports. He said anyone who refuses to stand for the national anthem should be forced to leave the country. He said anybody that don't stand up for the anthem ought to be out of the country, period. What got them where they're at? The United States. Now, another owner, Richard Childress, said any protest from his team members would get you a ride on a Greyhound bus. He said so many people gave their lives for it. This is America. Now, here is what Donald Trump had to say, because just an hour ago, he responded to NASCAR's remarks, and he said, so proud of NASCAR and its supporters and fans. They won't put up with disrespecting our country or our flag. They said it loud and clear. Many people booed the players who kneeled yesterday, which was a small percentage of total. These are fans who demand respect for our flag. The issue of kneeling has nothing to do with race.
Yeah, right.
It is about respect for our country, flag, and national anthem. NFL must respect this. It's crazy he says it has nothing to do with race, but he's very supportive of white supremacists being able to voice their opinion and express themselves. But as soon as certain people want to protest the injustices against black people in this country, then it's a problem.
Oh, this is the problem. And this is what I've been saying. People have forgotten why Colin was kneeling in the first place. We have to get everybody back on message. Like, this shouldn't be a protest against the NFL. It should be a protest against the injustices black and brown people face in this country, especially at the hands of the police. That is the reason Colin kneeled in the first place. We had the young lady call in this morning. She didn't even know why they were protesting.
She had no clue.
She had no clue.
But you can't
no
say clue. It's okay for some people to express themselves, and for other people, they shouldn't be allowed to. It just sounds ridiculous. All right, and last but not least, let's do something fun. Erykah Badu and Michael Blackson have a challenge going on. Depending on whether you like cats or you like penis, you can pick
Pum
your
Pum
challenge.
Penis.
All right, check it out.
Fighting Hurricane Maria for the ride a missile from Korea for the. Hey, let him call me a hoe for the baby daddy number four for the a bitch in the head for the hey, woke, I'm dead for the Michael Blackson eat bowling for the hey, call on tape.
Not smart for the she know my wife Kevin Hart for the
he's crazy.
I eat pork for the skip court for the
it's pretty funny. So if you have a chance to check it out, make sure you listen to the uncensored version of what you would do for the penis or for the vagina. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.